From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed that Iran is just years away from having a nuclear bomb. Under pressure back home and facing possible corruption charges, Mr. Netanyahu took to the stage at the Munich Security Conference to deliver a warning about the security of the Middle East region, accusing Iran of posing an existential threat. Later, speaking at Munich, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif dismissed the Israeli Prime Minister's speech. VOA asked Iran analyst Benam Ben Talabou of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about the war of words between Iran and Israel.
It is a war of words, but it's a war of words that's for quite a few years now been increasingly borne out in terms of low-intensity conflict through a series of proxies, militias, and client states that Iran has.
Zarif urged other powers to join Iran in a regional dialogue. Afghanistan's political crisis has deepened with a second provincial governor defying a presidential order. President Ashraf Ghani's office has approved the appointment of new heads for five provinces, including Samangan in the north, as part of efforts to improve local Afghan governance. But Abdul Karim Kedam, who has been governing Samangan for about a year, denounced his ouster. Abdul Latifi Brahimi has been named the new governor of Samangan. Gambian President Adama Barrow has announced a moratorium on the death penalty. He elected in 2016 after the ouster of longtime dictator urged the UN treaty on the abolition of capital punishment. This is the VOA News. Hungarian leader Viktor Orban has called for a global alliance against migration as his right-wing populist political party begins campaigning for the April 8th election, in which he is expected to win a third consecutive landslide victory. Popular at home, but increasingly at odds politically and economically with mainstream European Union peers, Orban has thrived on external controversy, including repeated clashes with Brussels and lately with the UN. Those conflicts mostly centered on migration, since people fleeing war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa flooded into Europe in 2015, have intensified as the elections approach and Orban poses as a savior for Europe's Christian nations. U.S. Director of National Intelligence says the Islamic State fighters remain a threat despite their recent defeats in Syria and Iraq. Dan Coates spoke at the Munich Security Conference in Germany.
We continue to assess that ISIS will remain a threat, partly because it's more than just a terrorist organization. It is an ideology and perhaps a theology. And the combination of ideology and theology, I think, outlasts defeats on the battlefield.
That is U.S. National Director of Intelligence. Russia News reports saying a gunman opened fire on people leaving a church in northern Caucasus region of Dagestan, killing at least five, wounding five others. Islamic State claiming responsibility for the shooting. Dagestan is predominantly Muslim region between Chechnya and the Caspian Sea. Asiman Airlines, Iranian domestic carrier, has crashed into the country's Zagros Mountains, and officials fear 65 people on board were killed. The flight left Tehran Sunday morning for Isfahan province, a flight of about 560 kilometers. Todd Kurdish, founder of Airsafe.com, tells VOA this particular turboprop aircraft might have been warehoused lately.
This is an aircraft that's flown by this airline fairly regularly. They have a small fleet of these aircraft, and they ordered recently several dozen more. So this is not something that this airline was unfamiliar with, at least as far as how this aircraft operates.
Decades of international sanctions have left Iran with an aging commercial airline fleet, and accidents have increased in recent years. The country has been unable to buy airplane parts for needed maintenance or upgrade of its fleet. Following the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, Iran signed agreements with both Airbus and Boeing to buy new planes. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.